Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Zach Scriven Podcast. The Zach Scriven Podcast is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need right in one place for free to publish your podcast across Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the podcasting place. You can record, edit, and even add sponsorships and earn money from your podcast. Really easy to get started. Go to anchor.fm or download the Anchor app to get started. And thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring the Zach Scriven Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Industry 4.0 to me is we collect all this data, we run it through machine learning algorithms, and we run it through AIs to predict what works and what will work. Chong.
Andrew?
Or Drew?
Drew.
Drew.
Okay.
Just Drew. Drew
Chong.
You saw how the name was spelled. You'd understand why I say just Drew.
All right, Drew. So, where do you work and what's your title?
I currently work for SCADA Integration Service as a SCADA administrator with them. I primarily do mostly the ignition side, scripting. I do a lot of their web development for their mobile client. For the system.
Okay. And what are some of those skills that you're using to develop those apps?
So on the initial side, I use a lot of the Python. It's stuff we were taught in college and high school. It's not, the scripting isn't super hard, but like on the but on like the mobile side, I use a lot of HTML, CSS. I primarily do all the backend stuff for it in JavaScript, Ignition, Python, and jQuery, just for maintainability reasons.
Mm. Okay. And yeah, and SQL Server, obviously.
Yeah, we do a lot of SQL querying, generating large amounts of data to be displayed both on our mobile app and our desktop clients. Mm.
So how did you find yourself in this somewhat niche field?
So I used to, before I was here, I worked at a startup. And I really felt like that kind of, it was very, very much a, will it happen, will it won't happen kind of environment I found myself in.
Stressful or?
Yeah, very highly stressful. There were weeks that we didn't know, okay, where we're gonna get this project done, where we're gonna have the money to get it done because it was a startup. So I had a buddy, he was in contact with some recruiters, and he knew that Albert and Alex were looking for somebody to help Albert out. So that's how I got on with SCADA.
Awesome. And what do you like about the job?
I have a lot of, I guess, creative freedom with it. like I said, I do a lot of the web development, so I get a lot of experience with the front end development, because that's not my strong suit, but it's becoming much more solid. And then I get exposed to a lot of different technologies, such as before I started working here, I didn't do anything with Modbus or Hart or any sort of those industrial communication protocols. We were taught a lot of small circuit stuff like I2C, SPI.
Awesome. And comparing the work environment here to the one at the startup, where is more high stress, how is the work environment here, or how is the work here more or less rewarding?
I think one of the big differences we have is there are expectations and we know the requirements ahead of time. As with where I was before, there wasn't, we were very free on how we were going to pursue it, but there were days we didn't know what we were pursuing. Mm. At least in this industry, clients are more inclined to say, okay, I need this and this done. I don't, sometimes they'll tell us, okay, I want y'all to follow this protocol, this protocol, this protocol. But other than that, you're free to implement however you want.
So you kind of have a more clear idea of what success is, and knowing that you're actually, the work you're working on isn't just going to be scrapped. It's actually going to do something valuable.
Yeah, I know where point B is going to be.
Right. Very cool. Any other last words or questions or?
You having trouble coming in from Texas?
No. Well, no, we've been good. I've heard that they'll ticket out of state cars like for 1 mile an hour over, but you know, we just kept it pretty chill. Actually, that's why I have Albert driving. He's my ticket insurance.
I got the lead foot.
We got to keep on schedule.
Ways.
Man.
Ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ways.
Yeah.
What about...
Ohio team.
Yeah. Last question. What is Industry 4.0?
Industry 4.0 to me is a lot of what Albert said earlier. We collect all this data. We run it through machine learning algorithms, and we run it through AIs to predict what works and what will work. I keep seeing this advertisement from Microsoft. They're talking about making new kinds of beer. And I think if anything symbolizes what it is, it's kind of that commercial. Ah. Where they're using all the AI to predict new flavors and...
Interesting. What is the future of AI?
Whoo! See, that's a tough question, because you can really go on either side of the fence about it. Because to me, Terminator is very possible if you let it get too out of hand. But it's very beneficial to... Because computers can think on... or do the calculations on such a faster level than we can consciously do. So I think it'll be the way of the future for a lot of industries, getting new technologies, new processes off the ground.
Just taking this interview to a hard life. Yeah, so you know, I watch this stuff a lot too. Yeah. Just be careful.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of power for good, and I've seen news articles like, or people that will use AI to, and some of the stuff I do read about like them using AI to detect, like there's AI that can detect what brand you're wearing, specifically what brand, what color shirt you're wearing, it can see your face and identify you, and I see a lot of people using that almost the wrong ways, or they're collecting these huge amounts of data and we don't quite know what they're doing it for. I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, it happens.
Yeah. I think as long as we kind of give the AI the same set of values that we have, like people are valuable. Don't kill other people, and kind of have a similar sentiment, hopefully, if that's possible, then it should be our ally.
Yeah.
Awesome, Drew. Thanks, man. Thanks for doing this.
Cool. Yeah.